Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing Northwest Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NWST. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Peter Bell. Now, just as a quick overview, Northwest Copper is a relatively new oxygen capital company, and it is the combination of the projects in Sun Metals and Serengeti Resources, now under a new management team. What's important there is that the Stardust property and the Quanica property are actually connected. So we will start off with these two assets. Both of these assets have had interest. Now that they're together, I think this is a much more interesting company because of some of the plans that you guys have here, Peter. So, Peter, start us off with a general overview here of the focus, at least initially, on the Quanica project and Stardust project. How are you viewing the opportunity here?
Sure. Thanks for that intro, Corey. As you mentioned, the Northwest Copper was formed by a merger of Sun Metals and Serengeti Resources. And really, what we're trying to do here is the two projects, as you mentioned, are adjacent to each other. Sun Metals brought the Stardust deposit, which is a high-grade copper, gold, silver carbonate replacement deposit, a little bit unusual in BC, and certainly the grades are more like what you'd get in a VMS deposit. But it's adjacent to kind of a more conventional copper gold porphyry deposit in Quanica, which kind of brings the scale. So we've got the grade from Stardust, exceptionally high grade, an underground deposit, and then Quanica itself is more typical overall, more typical BC porphyry kind of grades. But at the same time, Quanica is quite interesting in the sense that it has a very high grade portion to it that is closer to the surface. So if you look on our website, on our slide deck, there's a cross section of Quanica there that shows a cut through the block model. And you can see that the highest grade portion of it is actually kind of on the upper surface of the deposit. So in terms of developing the two together, our plan is to have a central processing facility close to Quanica, run the two projects basically simultaneously or at the same, roughly in the same time frame, focus on bringing that high grade forward. So, you know, kind of more like a gold mine, have the high grade in the early part of the mine life. And really what we're trying to do here is to have a copper development company that we have the ability to put the project into production ourselves. So we have the ability to finance it ourselves, have the ability to develop it and construct it. And that ability to do that comes from a few things. And one is the grade, which means the grade allows us to have a project that has high enough margins. We don't need to make it gigantic to make it work because of those high grades. And secondly, working with the oxygen group, you know, the group has put a couple of mines in production in the past few years. And so, you know, we have the capacity and experience and have been through this before in terms of putting something into production. So that's the idea. So we're putting out the first comprehensive resource for Stardust imminently. And then we will do a bunch of drilling and extra work on Quanica this year to advance a new resource for Quanica, kind of highlighting the higher grade part. And then we'll have a preliminary economic assessment in the early part of 2022 that shows what the two look like together.
So, Peter, give us a little bit of insight then into what the high-grade copper component is. Because quite frankly, I think a lot of investors are looking at the copper explorers and companies and seeing very similar grades. But what you're seeing at, especially some of that Stardust drilling from the past, is much higher grade than a lot of other explorers out there.
Yeah, thanks for that. And if you look at the discovery history of Sun Metals took over the project and started their exploration program. And their first real exploration hole into the deeper part of the deposit intersected 100 meters of 5.3% copper equivalent. And if, you know, again, on the in the presentation and in the slide deck on our website, we list some of the highlights of Stardust. And you can, you know, there are tens of meters of multiple percent copper equivalent here. So you're right. These are much higher grades than what you see in a typical BC porphyry, and indeed a copper project anywhere. And, you know, the nice thing, I mean, that's great. To have that deposit, but then to have the scale of Quinica right next door. And if you look at Quinica, Quinica actually has some pretty robust intercepts in its own right. You know, I'm looking at some of the historic holes, you know, 600 meters of 1.3% copper equivalent, you know, 233 of 1.9 and so on. So Quinica, the high grade portion of Quinica is not as high grade as Stardust is, but it's still exceptionally high grade.
Now, what drilling is the company planning here to either de-risk the projects or also look for some expansion potential? Again, it sounds like very much focused on high grade.
Yeah, so it's a mix. So if you look at our rough drill program, you know, we're looking at a little over 7,000 meters initially at Quinica, focused on Quinica, not on Stardust. So Stardust, I think, has some upside, and I mentioned we've got a resource coming out there. But you know, the drilling there is, I'd call it, it's definitely open at depth. It's kind of higher risk in a way, so it doesn't really suit drilling it this year. We want to kind of build the platform of the company first, and then start exploring again. So the high grade resource at Stardust works and does what we needed it to do. In the current plan without extra drilling. Quinica, on the other hand, you know, was drilled in a more wide-spaced way, focused on a more bulk mining approach. And we need to go in there and drill some closer spaced holes, angle holes across that high grade. And in addition, there are quite a few regional targets around Quinica that we want to test that Serengeti didn't get to. And, you know, obviously anything we can add in the footprint of Quinica is hugely accretive to the project. So we want to make sure we don't leave anything behind there. So we're looking at that part too. And then finally, I haven't talked about our East Niv project, but it's a grassroots project, exploration project, never been drilled. And we will drill first phase, about 2,700 meters of drilling there.
What's some of the background on this East Niv project? Because as I mentioned, the company does hold actually a few projects. Let's move to East Niv then. You already mentioned the work, but what's drawing you to this project?
Sure. So this was worked up as a grassroots prospect by Serengeti. So they staked the ground, they did the exploration. And what you have there is, first of all, a coincident magnetic and IP resistivity signature that, you know, is a classic porphyry kind of donut shape. You know, that we would probably want to drill even if there was no outcropping mineralization. In addition, we have actual outcropping porphyry copper gold mineralization there with, you know, the kind of grades you would see in BC mines. So an average of surface samples of 0.35% copper and 0.3 grams per ton gold. So we have outcropping mineralization. We have a coincident signature indicating a decent sized system. And, you know, this sits about 50 kilometers from Kemess, but has never had a drill hole put into it. So it's pretty exciting to have a target like that really anywhere in the world, but to have it right in British Columbia is spectacular.
How far is this East Niv project from the Stardust and Quinica project? I'm asking this because is there a potential here to run kind of a hub and spoke model of production?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the answer is, so we have three projects, and I'll get to the third one, which is Lorraine, after I answer. On East Niv, it's too far away to really go into a hub and spoke, I think, by any reasonable, you know, driving across the mountains of BC with porphyry type grades. I don't think that's going to fly. So East Niv is a standalone. But Lorraine, on the other hand, which is a project I haven't mentioned yet, was something that Teck had worked on for many, many years. Haven't really done any work on it for about 12 years. There's some good grade porphyry copper gold mineralization there. There are some non-compliant resources there. And we're not planning a huge work program this year, but what we're trying to do is take advantage of all the money that's gone into the ground there and come up with something that could feed Quinica Stardust on a hub and spoke type model. So our threshold in terms of how big we need the project to be is much smaller than it would be standalone. And we're going to put a lot of energy and effort into that and try and unlock the value there and potentially take it down to Quinica Stardust in a kind of hub and spoke model.
So can you just summarize then the work that is planned for this year on these projects?
You bet. So first, Quinica drilling, which will commence this month. And again, our first phase is 7,200 meters. We have follow-up drilling planned beyond that, and we'll probably keep going after that, but that's kind of the first round. And that, again, is targeting and enhancing the high grade at Quinica, and then doing a more regional program as well following that. And then secondly, the drilling at East Niv, which will start in July. East Niv, although it's close to infrastructure, is a helicopter access project. So it, we need to wait a little longer to get in there. So we won't start drilling there until July. And then there we've got about 2,700 meters in our first phase of drilling. And then finally, the Rain is more of a, let's get our boots on the ground and have a look at it and put all the data together. And that's kind of something that will take place through the whole year. But it's, potentially highly material to the Quinica Stardust combination, but it, won't be putting out drill results or anything like that into the market this year. It's more like a 2022 story. And then finally, that again feeds into the 2022 preliminary economic assessment on Quinica Stardust that all this work at Quinica goes towards.
Now, when it comes to that Lorraine Topcat project, I understand that Tech used to be on the ground there. What was the work that Tech was doing, and how are you looking at it maybe differently than Tech?
Yeah, good question. So Tech did all kinds of stuff. They did a great job and lots of exploration there. Lots of drilling, although there are a lot of undrilled targets there. I think that if you think about it from Tech's point of view, Tech would want a standalone Tech-sized porphyry copper gold deposit there that they could develop and turn into something material for the company. Their threshold of how big it needs to be would be a lot bigger than what we need, particularly not just because we're a smaller company, but also because we have this infrastructure at Quinica Stardust. So the grades at Lorraine, as I said, are quite good. And, having higher grades, what we're looking for there is a kind of a subset of what Tech has already found and potentially some new discoveries to try and put together, tonnage that we can take down to that Quinica Stardust setup.
Okay, let's talk management here quickly, Peter. I think everybody knows your executive chairman, Mark O'Day, mostly because of the Oxygen group of companies. Give us a little background on yourself first, though.
Sure. So I'm a geologist originally. I spent about 16 years as a geologist working in industry, including about 13 with Newmont Mining, including a bunch of time in Nevada, 4 years in Peru. I was the chief geologist at Yanacocha, and a couple of years in the corporate office, really looking at things around the world for that Newmont was evaluating to potentially acquire. From there, then I moved to London. I spent 10 years working at a hedge fund called Polygon, and basically as a buy side analyst, and then co-managing a specialist mining investment fund there. And then 3 years in Toronto in working in mining investment banking at National Bank.
Perfect. Let's also quickly talk about some of your geologists that are on the team here. So you have Dr. James Lang. He's the chief geoscience. Also Ian Neal, VP of exploration. Give us a quick background on them, please.
Sure. So Jim Lang has spent about the last 30 years in BC and other parts of the world too, but really focused on BC with MDRU and also with Hunter Dickinson, looking at porphyry copper gold deposits, mostly in British Columbia. So Jim knows, he's an encyclopedia of knowledge of this part of the world. And, we in a place particularly, you think about a project like Lorraine where money's already been spent, to have someone like Jim go in there who's specialized in these kinds of deposits for his whole career is incredibly valuable in pulling them apart and trying to get value out of what's been done before. So Jim's a key part of the team. And then Ian Neal is our vice president of exploration. Ian was involved at Sun Metals. Ian was the vice president of exploration there, and Ian, you know, was greatly responsible for the discovery there, and indeed citing the first 100 meters of 5.3% copper, and then the follow-on work there. So Ian brings a lot of familiarity with a bunch of different types of systems, but particularly with Stardust.
All right, so just as a quick little recap here of the catalysts that I'm hearing in the near term, resource updates coming in the next couple weeks, then drilling at Quanica and East Niv, updated resources, and then a PEA in early 2022. Peter, give us a little understanding of how much cash is in the bank and what the budget is for all the work that's planned for this year.
Sure. So we have about $19 million in the bank right now. So we're very well funded. We will probably end the year with somewhere between 6 and 8, depending on how things proceed. So, you know, we're well funded for lots of different things, and but we have a pretty aggressive program, and we want the money we have to go into the ground.
All right. Hey, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. There's a lot going on with Northwest Copper, but again, some of these projects are, I think, well-known to the market, and under this new team with really a new focus, a very interesting story here, Peter. So I appreciate the update. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week, and keep us up to date on news, please.
Thank you.